one's a vegan, the other's a cripple. No, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speak with Samaria and Smokehouse. Rant Radio Talk.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling? That the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
Good evening. It's time, once again, for one of your favorite moments in the week. Sunday night at 11 p.m. It's a time when it's not quite time to go to bed yet. And you're not quite awake, so things seem a little bit more funny than other times. Because you're in that kind of mode where you're kind of lightheaded, you're not thinking correctly. And the hosts of the show seem funny. And that's why we're successful as we are, because we host this show really, really late at night. So let's get Smokey on the line and bring in the other half of the comedy team you know as Rant Speak. And I'm using a new microphone tonight. Not the one for you people, but the one that Smokey hears me by. So we're hoping that...
Yes?
Smokehouse.
Can you hear me okay?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
That's excellent. I'm using a lapel mic, so that you could hear me.
Wow, it sounds really good, actually.
Does it?
Yeah.
That's really good, because I don't have to hold two microphones. Usually I have to lean over my desk.
Yeah.
And speak into a microphone,
mm-hmm.
which is a big pain in the ass for me to talk to you.
Well, Frozen Fox used to do his show that way, with a lapel mic.
Ah. Well, it's a lot more convenient.
Yes.
Well, the lapel mic's for you, and I still hold a normal microphone, which is all very fascinating for the people out in the audience, because they can't tell a damn difference.
Well, if you had a mic boom, you wouldn't have to hold anything at all.
I do have a mic boom. It's over in my closet, but I like to move around and kind of shift around and stuff.
Okay.
And I don't have a compressor expander hooked up, so...
Slacker.
And you really can't move that much anyway, even if you do have one of those hooked up.
No.
What the hell's my computer doing? You know when you play around with your wheel mouse and it's not quite on? A click, and then it just moves, scrolls the screen or something after a while?
Well, my mouse just likes to leave the screen from time to time.
It just goes away?
It just jumps off to like another screen.
Another dimension? Oh my god.
Mine
never does that, at least. Mine just kind of scrolls up a bit, so when I'm like looking at the IRC and I scroll around and then I leave it, it just jumps up and then nobody talks for 2 hours, but in the meanwhile, it just scrolls and scrolls.
Why is there no one talking in the IRC? Well, it's because it's scrolled up. That's
even by one line, it'll totally stop it.
And if you don't have the sound turned on, you won't know it.
Exactly. And I don't. I turn off all the sounds on my computer. How is yours? Are yours still turned down? I see you're not in ICQ. Is that the thing that was making the noises last week?
No.
Oh.
It was just the computer.
Was it the private messages in IRC? Is that what was making the noises?
Yeah, that's what it was. So if those bastards do that, it's their fault.
And you don't have your email client going either?
No, I don't.
Okay, good. So how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I'm back on my $3 corded microphone. Sucks.
Well, it sounds not bad.
Well, I know, but that's not the point, dude. I got all this wireless equipment for my birthday, and the microphones suck, and the headphones broke.
That sucks.
So that's why it sucks.
Tell your relatives to spend more money next time. That's it.
yeah, that's it. And these headphones are about to die right now.
Oh,
and the sensible thing would be to, like, buy new headphones. But what did I do? No, I bought a new microphone. That makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, because you need more microphones.
I'm going to have 6 microphones and do an hour and a half of radio a week.
Am I loud enough for you? I can turn myself up if you want.
No, you're loud enough for me, yeah.
Sweet.
I said, I have 6 microphones and I do an hour and a half of radio a week. I mean, that makes no sense.
Well, you could broadcast in 5.1 surround sound, really.
Yeah, if I really wanted to go through that much trouble.
You could set them up in the 4 corners of the room and then one for the center channel. And mm-hmm. then we can broadcast you in mono like we do.
Oh, great.
Actually, broadcast in stereo. I could pan us one to the left, one to the right, but what's the point? The music.
I hate that.
I know. I've tried that. It just doesn't work. On the commentary on the DVDs, on the SKTFM.TV DVDs, I'm panned just barely slightly to one side, and you're panned just barely slightly to the other, just to give it a bit of diversity in the sound.
Uh-huh.
But you can't really tell unless you're listening.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Isn't that fascinating? Yeah, okay. Let's move on with the show. Especially since nobody else can ever hear them.
Especially since I haven't heard it yet. When you tell me that kind of stuff, it means nothing to me, so I can't really relate. And so I'll get my copy and can check it out and narcissistic and listen to myself talk.
Well, in fact, I have your copy sitting right in front of me. It looks very pretty, in fact.
Yeah, how long will it be at your house before I get it? Like a week or 4?
I'm predicting maximum 2 more days. How about that?
Usually what happens is you tell me you've sent it, and the truth is you haven't.
You don't examine and log the actual dates, do you, and then compare them with the postmark?
No, but I should start doing that. I should start doing that.
Catch me in the lie.
Because I turned on the timestamp on the ICQ now, so I know when it is you tell me things.
Oh no, now I'm going to actually have to do things, huh?
I'm happy with that now. So. I got that much going for me.
Oh, that's good. But the DVD sets do look very, very nice. Shade did an excellent job on the design of the covers and the back and everything. It looks very professional.
Do they have labels on them?
On the actual discs? No.
You should get some of those. Everybody else does that.
I'm kind of wary of those because I'm not sure what they're going to do. If they're not super high quality, they're going to come off in your DVD drive, and I'm not too...
They won't come off.
They won't come off. I'm a bit concerned about that, so
I use them. They don't come off.
Yeah. For now, I'm not going to do that. I just write on them. You get handwritten by me. How about that? It's almost as good as me signing them.
Yeah, that means a lot to me. A whole lot.
Well, maybe not to you. Maybe to some other listeners who
I'm sure.
Who are big
sure.
fanboys and girls of me, like Candy. Who's listening tonight, I think.
She poked me in the eye.
Did she poke you in the eye? Did you deserve a poking in the eye?
No, I said she liked me more, and she poked me in the eye, so that just proves it.
I think so. That's kind of the...
The playground thing?
Yeah, the playground thing. I saw you pulled her hair afterwards, and you ran away laughing and giggling, right?
Exactly.
So let's get on with the show. So in the IRC tonight, we have quite a few people, as we usually do for releases of things.
79.
Not bad. Not bad at all, actually. Nopix Inside, Spaiko? Mimotok? Brutalizing his name. Mimotok? I can't remember how to pronounce it. Red Maiden, Opinion Blue, Emo Boy Purden. Red Maiden, MST3K, Stone Rhino, Walter Cronkite, who's a new listener.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome. Well, he's not actually a new listener. Actually, I think he is. Desert Runner, The Decoy, K16, and those are the main people who are chatting in the IRC right now. And a whole bunch of people just signed up for Skype with me, so I know we're going to get some callers in later tonight. And if you want to get up on the Skype, just install Skype, skype.com, that's what we're using to talk to Smokey right now, and we'll be taking calls later on in the show after we do all the news. So, how to get into the IRC? I've made it even easier now. Much, much, much easier. Go to rantradio.com, and now on the left-hand side, there is a little button, and it says Rant Radio Chat. So, Rant Chat. Click on that, and there's better instructions there. You can actually, if you have MIRC installed, there's a whole bunch of servers there you can click right on. It'll take you right into the channel. That's all you have to do.
That's good that you have that up there, because I always have people asking me, well, this server doesn't work. I'm like, well, go find another one. They're on the internet somewhere.
They're not, actually. I've looked. I was trying to find a page where they're linked. The main server for the other sides are gone. The web page, gone. Totally gone.
Because there used to be a page there where you could go and you could get a list of servers.
Yeah, it was getting pretty bit rot for a while, and then finally it's like, coming soon! So that's what they have on their page right now.
That's what most of my pages look like, because I have good intentions and I never do anything.
That's okay.
Because making web pages sucks.
It does. It takes a lot of my time up.
Until they have like web editing where you can do it with like neural implants, I'm not going to do it.
Not going to dedicate your time, huh?
No, I keep thinking of going to, but I know better.
I know. It's such a time-draining thing. And
I know, because for each little thing, you have to, like, oh, I have to type all this much, and it just sucks.
And then you have to make sure it looks exactly right when it goes on the page, and it's not justified to the right and all over the place, but...
It hardly ever does, no matter what you do, and you're just like, fuck it.
Yeah, so I try and do as little as possible, but I do have to do it. Oh, did you say something?
Yeah, you said you try to do as little as possible, and I said, yeah, I know that.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
To get to our website, the Rant Speak website, where you can download the archives, which people actually do, so I will keep saying this, because like 50 to 100 people download our archives every week of the old shows. You can go to the page that Smokey just pasted in the IRC.
Actually, for the second time.
rantradio.com/shows/rantspeak. Can't make it any easier than that.
No.
If you want to get involved in Rant Radio, lots of ways. Send in your mugshot, your picture, your ugly mug to info@rantradio.com, and they do get posted about once a month or when I get a whole bunch in there. And you can go see them right now. There was a recent update last week, and I'll just post that in there so people can see. Some Ann Candy is there. She can see her third from the left, and she's listening tonight.
Yes, she is. So she's the only girl ever to call into this show.
And probably the only girl ever. Maybe she'll phone in tonight.
Maybe she will.
Make her second. She should. Because I haven't seen her in the IRC for quite a while, so I think she might be phoning in tonight.
She was really upset that we didn't do a show for 3 weeks when you were in Vegas.
Oh, she was upset?
Yeah, she's like, no, we're not for 3 weeks. I said, I don't think so. She's like, are you going to do something? I'm like, no.
It is brutal doing a show by yourself.
It is, because here's the truth, guys. I do no show prep for this show.
It's kind of like how I did for Sean's show. It's like,
yeah.
you don't need to. You just sit back, relax, and the other guy does it all for you.
Yeah, I just make like, comments. I don't... Because I don't care.
You're the color commentary for the show.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, I'm too busy pushing paper to do tape.
With two people on the show, it goes smoothly. Because when I stop talking, Smokey fills in the blanks, and that's how it flows smoothly.
I just wait for holes in conversation so I can make fun of you.
That's the basic premise of the show. You can also send in your name, city, and country if you don't live in North America. If you're an overseas listener, you can send it if you're in Mexico, but anywhere else in North America, don't bother. We know you are 99% of the people live there. info@rantradio.com, that's my email address. Or you could just tell somebody about Rant Radio or tell somebody about one of the projects we do in Rant, like the show or Sean's books or the Patrolling series or whatever. We also have a magazine called Pain, which is an excellent read, put out about every 3 weeks, every month, by Alien Binary. Good stuff there.
I'm horrible. I don't read anything.
I have to balance my time between reading stuff and watching stuff and listening to stuff or actually producing stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
people bug me if I don't produce stuff.
It's not just that. I mean, I have whole sets of, like, novels I haven't read.
I have 2,600, like a stack of 2,600 magazines in the other room. I just don't have time to get to them.
Yeah. A friend of mine just joined that audible.com or whatever with audiobooks. That's pretty cool.
That is cool, especially if your job involves a lot of driving, or you sit around a lot, or you go on a bus, and you can listen to them.
Yeah, because it's good for me, because like I said, I'm just too lazy to read. I even have a printed copy of Sean's book, and I'm too lazy to read it. that's how bad that is.
I think Adobe Acrobat has a reading thing built into it.
Oh, does it really?
And the voice, you get Stephen Hawking to read you Scabbed Wigs of Abaddon.
Oh, how fucked up would that be?
Very fucked up. So if you can manage to muster through Stephen Hawking's version of Scabbed Wings of Abaddon, then good on you, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
I still have to wait till we put out the hard copy of that.
I have a friend who works for a document company, so I had him do it for me.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if your work doesn't mind missing a couple hundred pages, if you can scan those and print it out, then that might be the way to go, because it's pretty brutal reading a book on the screen.
Yes, it is. I don't even like to sit up to read books. It just makes me insane. I have to be, like, laying in bed to read. It's the only way I'll do it.
Yeah, that's usually when I get my reading done, and kind of helps me go to sleep, and it's a convenient time to do it. Red Maiden made a comment. Sim told us not to call in if we're not on broadband. That's a very good thing.
That is very true.
Because it's not going to work. We'd like you to call in if you're not on broadband, but it doesn't work. We've tried it. It just goes, and you can hear Smokey right now. It's kind of fuzzy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It barely works with broadband sometimes.
I probably sound better than last week, though, right?
Yeah, because of your microphone. It sounds a lot better, but it's still the bandwidth is kind of pooey. Is your torrent still going?
No, I turned it off.
Okay, just making sure. So you can also send in your news stories. Yeah, I'm stuttering there. Send in your news stories to me if you think they'll fit in with the show. And a lot of people are sending in news stories, which is very helpful. And they know the kind of news stories we do about liberties and freedoms being taken away and Big Brother spying on you. Put on your tinfoil hats. That's the kind of show it is. If we also need some bandwidth, and a lot of people are helping us out with bandwidth lately, which is good. We've got a nice full thing, but we always need more. We need some more for the punk station right now. It's only relying on 3 mirrors, and that's quite a heavy load for those 3 mirrors to take. And
I know we got on the talk station, if I'm not incorrect.
We did get a new one on the talk station. Somebody wanted to donate one specifically for the talk station, and who am I to turn them down? I want to thank them very much for helping us out with the talk station. It does help a ton because of more people that help out with the bandwidth, the less strain there is on the other people helping out with the bandwidth, so everyone wins. If you can spare some bandwidth, email me, info@rantradio.com, just like normal, and I'll set you up with that. If you have bandwidth, I'm talking not broadband. This has to actually be higher than broadband. It has to be at, say, a school or work or a dedicated server, not a web server. A lot of people confuse that. You have to be able to install a piece of software on the server, so you have to have access, not just uploading files. But we do need people that help out with that as well, because we do have files that need to be mirrored.
Yeah, and all of our stuff's like really big now.
Yeah, it's getting bigger and bigger as things progress, because we're making longer and longer things and higher quality stuff, because that's what is demanded. DJs, we also need DJs, and we're going to talk a little bit about that later, but we do need DJs to fill our hours, and there's lots of hours to be filled.
There are lots of hours to be filled, some places more than others. The talk station's doing pretty well, but we need DJs for the punk station and DJs for the industrial station as well. Not that I won't take talk DJs, because I will, but the other two stations are really bad.
Yeah. And Talk is the one where we really like DJs on there. Because that's our bread and butter, our love.
That's really where we get our identity, I think.
It does, because that's where I started out, and that's what we're doing right now is on the Talk Station talking, and it's lots of fun talking about stuff that interests you and interests other people, and we have very high-quality shows on Rant Radio Talk. I'm very, very proud of our roster that we have now. Is listening today to some of the shows, like Cup of Joe show, and also to the Mark and Daryl show. Awesome guys. They're
good
really
show.
Good. Yeah.
It's a very good show.
So I was listening to them for a couple hours. And also some of our new shows. I listened to the Nuts and Bolts show last week. Not last week, but on Saturday. And the Atlantic Bitch Slap. Great stuff.
I didn't listen to either one of them. Were they both good?
Yes, very good. Well, especially for the Nuts and Bolts. It was their actual first official show. Last week, and they had some levels problems, but totally listenable, and they did pretty well. And the Atlantic Bitch Slap, I think it was just Richard by himself. So he was he was struggling, and knowing the joys of hosting a show all by yourself.
I felt so bad because he went to ask me a question the other day. First word does is not for "I know you hate me," but
that's awful. That's just
like,
awful.
I don't hate you. I get perplexed when people send me messages for no reason, that's all. I hate people.
Yeah,
sometimes it is. Not him. He's okay.
Yeah, he's cool. And he was asking me some questions about hosting a show by yourself, and I told him, yep, it's hell.
It's hard. That's why I didn't do it when you were gone. I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah, I rarely want to do it. Sometimes I do it, but it's hard struggle. Just have a lot of news stories ready, a lot of content ready to go.
And everybody asked me, everybody wanted me to do it, and I'm like, I'd rather, you know, pour salt in my eyes.
It's that bad. It is that bad.
I'll do it.
So, Rant Media News Items. We need help with torrents, and the torrents we need help with are... The Porn on Beta torrent, if you could post that in the IRC. That's for the Porn on Beta album, my band, and that's being distributed through torrents. And also the Patrolling series, and also the Sean Kennedy TV show, TV shows. Those are the live ones done a year ago, and I've actually put them on the Patrolling site now. So there's a place to download them until there's another permanent home for them, so they can be put to rest. So tonight, actually, is I'm going to be releasing the second show of that series. This was the live show that was done in the studio in Langley last year, and it was lots of fun, quite a struggle, and the result was very, very interesting. Sean becomes a talk show host, yes, a traditional talk show host behind the desk, interviewing guests and bands.
It was a nice try. It really was.
It was a nice try, and I thought it was pretty interesting. Comes out as monologue, you know, formulaic stuff, but done in Sean's style. And this one tonight is with the banjo, demon banjo cult guy.
Oh, yeah, the demon banjo death cult or whatever the hell it was.
Banjo death cult. And these versions that I'm releasing have all the audio leveled out. And they sound a lot better than the NSV4 versions that you've downloaded in the past. And they're a little bit higher quality than those ones. Well, maybe not. I'm not sure. They're about the same quality, maybe a little bit higher.
And that was really nobody's fault. Doing live NSV is a pain in the ass.
It is a pain in the ass. It's quite cutting-edge technology. And
especially something of that scale.
Oh, it's a huge scale. Multi-cameras, producing bands, done on a zero budget.
I think it works okay for DJ Pulse because he's one guy.
Yeah,
he's
a mastermind at it. And actually, I've seen him do more than one camera.
Yeah, but
and
usually it's one guy with one camera. We had, like, everything.
We had three cameras, multiple audio sources, multiple people speaking into it, bands tapped in live, an audience in the crowd. It was quite a... And lighting and everything. It was crazy. So some pages have been updated on the Rant website, and quite a few pages. I've been Busy Beaver actually updating the website, which I hate to do, and we talked about that earlier in the show. The Rant Media staff page has been updated. You can see, oh, there's a whole whack of stuff Smokey just posted in there, so you can click on it, each individual. You can see new bios up for myself, Sean, and Enki's picture is finally up after being with the station for 5.5 years.
Yeah. Rewrite that bio. I have that bio stuff.
Yeah, well, it's something to put there in the meantime, so. And Enki doesn't have a bio up. He's going to be rewriting it in the next couple of days. And Smokey, you're going to rewrite your bio there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That doesn't do me justice. That's just wrong.
Just not good enough.
Not good enough for my ego. Thank you very much.
Ego needs inflating. New Rant wallpapers to decorate your desktop. And they're at the bottom of the page. I think it orders it by date, the little script that I have that goes in and pulls out the pictures. So if you scroll right to the bottom, there's the nine new ones. And a lot of people probably haven't seen any of them, so there's lots of them there. And if you want to make one up, just email me, info@rantradio.com, and give me the link or attach it. And I finally put up some of the Rant Vigilantes. And there's 12 new ones there. And these are people that have spread the gospel of Rant Radio in a visual format. And some of them are spray painting signs, which I do not endorse. But I don't mind them sending it in if they do it. And was people holding up signs. I think yours are up there as well with a rant wallpaper on some of the on your computers there.
Yeah, that's one computer.
No, there's like is it one computer with multiple monitors? And DEF CON page has been updated with all the pictures that you guys need to see, because there's a lot of repeats that I didn't put up. There's 71 pictures up there, and you can actually click on them and make them bigger and do some examinations. And yes, there's 2 more shots with my shirt off for all the people who are in love with my nipples.
You like sunken, pasty guys. Tim is your man.
Yeah, I'm there for you. On those lonely nights, girls, there's a picture of me with my shirt off on the beach in Oregon. It was quite nice there. And I've deleted all the shots of Sean with his shirt off, because there were a couple. Actually, no, there is a shot of Sean with his shirt off running into the desert. 2 of them. So the people who have Sean fetishes, there's some shots for you. Sorry, no Enki shirtless shots.
No, I don't have naked pictures of Sean, so don't ask.
Did you delete them all?
Yeah, they're gone. No bad pictures, those are gone too.
Those are all gone? Okay, that's good. That's good, because we don't want those floating around.
No.
Because you could have blindness, could result from those, and that's not very good at all. It's time for the listener feedback portion of the show. And do we have lots of listener feedback this week? So here's the intro from Strong Bad to take us into that.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Evil is awesome. Evil is weird. Evil is awesome. And evil is weird. I'll never forget the way it was, girl.
And the first one is from Subsonics. It says, Rant rocks. What's the deal on sampling the talk shows for my own music works? My own music work. Is there copyright issues with internet radio and Rant Radio itself? Well, I can't speak on behalf of internet radio, because each person will have their own preference. But with Rant Radio, it's pretty clear-cut, and I actually posted that. I made that up for people who are wondering about copyright issues with Rant Radio itself. And that's on, not Rant Radio, but Rant itself, actually. It's all-encompassing. And that is on the following page I just posted in the IRC, which is on the About page in the Rant Media section. And it says, copyright information. The short answer is, share it, copy it, give it away, just don't sell our stuff. As long as...
We can't sue you, but we can beat you up.
So you're allowed to do whatever you want, just as long as you don't... no money changes hands. And people were asking the IRC, actually, I think yesterday or the day before. What about covering shipping costs and stuff like that? No. No money at all changing hands, because once you start doing that, you can fabricate amounts and stuff like that. So let's just keep it no money, and everybody's happy. And if you want to get into the long answer, in legalese, I've also posted the copyright through the Creative Commons license, which pretty much says the same thing. Don't make any money on it. It says, by attribution, you must give the original author credit. I'm not too stickler on that, but it would be nice to say that we got this from Rant. You're free to copy, distribute, display, and perform the work, or to make derivative works. But it can be used for non-commercial. You may not use this work for commercial purposes. So you can check that out on your own.
At the very least, let us know.
Yeah, we love to hear what you're doing with our stuff. If you're including it into a musical piece or something you're doing at school, people have used it for essays, for not for master theses yet, I don't think.
No, that's something more than I'd love to see that. Somebody use it for a master thesis.
That would be very cool, but I don't think we're at that level yet. I don't think we've done anything that important yet.
No, but who knows?
That would be cool. Next one is, dear Sim, our school has spiffy new IDs and junk in this land. And this is the lanyard. And he sent me a lanyard is that kind of material that you hang IDs from, and it goes around your neck that sometimes says something on it or stuff like that. They also just put a Shell Federal Credit Union in my high school. That's just retarded. We can be trusted with ATMs and bank cards, but not a CD player. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing he's not allowed to have a CD player in his school. Not allowed to listen to CD players, because who knows what they'll be listening to. The devil's music or jazz makes people go crazy.
Considered a distraction.
Yeah. Well, you know, not in their classes, but I mean in the,
no,
hall,
I know.
In the hallway, that's fine, but yeah. So I'm guessing they're not allowed to have CD players, but they're now allowed, they have ATMs, and I don't understand this lanyard thing. I'm guessing you're supposed to wear this around your neck like a prisoner at all times. I'm not quite sure why there's a lanyard associated with your ID.
Have ID cards, but we didn't have to wear anything.
Yeah, in high school, when I went to high school, they gave us cards, and I never used them ever. Ever. Not once, ever. They gave it to at the beginning of the year, and I didn't use it to go anywhere in the school, to sign up for anything. I'm not sure why they even issued them, but
we only use them when we have, like, multi-school events. There's several schools we're going to be at one place at the same time.
Well, that's understandable, but you could also just say, I belong to this school. But, they don't trust kids. I personally don't want to be a walking Shell Federal Credit Union ad, and that's what it was around the lanyard. Please send Sean down to Texas to school everyone on Scientology and to kick everyone's ass. Thanks, Spyco.
Can't you just, like, black the advertising part out, dude?
I'm guessing they could. Like, they could dip it in some dye or something, or just get a new lanyard, or not wear it around their neck. But if you have to wear it around your neck, maybe take a felt marker to it. Be creative with it. Like, I don't know, Shell Federal Credit Union sucks or something, or I am now owned by Shell Federal Credit Union, because, well, that's what kind of what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
With that.
Actually, there's something I'd like to talk about before we continue.
Sure.
If you don't mind. Remember a couple weeks ago we had this discussion, and I said,
Oh, you're totally cutting out. I can't even hear you, actually. Whoa, what was that noise? And that was the sound of Smokey hanging up. Now, let's see if Smokey's still in my list. No, he's not. So the thing that Smokehouse wanted to discuss is him hanging up. He's totally disgusted with the show. So we're going to move on to the next email here until he gets back on my list on Skype. This one is from Andrew. It says, easy, guys. I tuned into Rant TV a few days ago, and I have to say, it's fecking excellent. I come from London, UK, and I've never seen a program like this. Probably because we only have 5 terrestrial channels, which are all run by wankers. The Sundance Festival seems fucking good fun. I'm not sure what the Sundance Festival is. Maybe he's talking about... No, Burning Man's not on there anymore. I'm not sure what he's talking about, the Sundance Festival. And the guy who presents all the Army-related articles is great. I love the double-speed talking. You sound like a right lunatic. The Broken is quite interesting, although I'm shit with computers. I'm going to try their free pizza technique. So basically, I just wanted to congratulate your whole team on delivering a product which is fresh, unusual, and altogether great to watch. Well done, and keep it up. Andrew, 18, London, UK. So let's get... Smokey is not back on Skype. What the hell? Oh, it crashed, he said. Restart Skype. It sounded like it crashed. So I'm telling him to restart Skype. So thank you, Andrew. I'm not sure what you're talking about, the Sundance Festival, but Sean presenting the Army-related articles is kind of fun, him showing you how to what to buy and what to get and stuff like that. That is lots of fun. He says he did restart Skype. Okay, well, let's try and phone Smokey, even though it says he's offline. And it might work, even though he says he's offline. Connecting, that's probably three.
Son of a bitch.
It said you're offline, that's why I didn't call you. I guess it's just not registering properly, huh?
Anyway.
So, continue on with what you wanted to talk about.
Yes. A couple weeks ago I said, gee, Sim, would you ever do an advertisement? And you said, no. Under no circumstances would I ever do an ad. Remember that?
Yes.
Well, let me ask you about something then. I'll just paste it in the IRC here.
Uh-oh.
What's up with this right here? Everybody click on that link.
What is that?
That, my friends, is what's called Sim in an Ad.
Oh, my goodness. I've sold out.
And I said, even if it was something you used, would you do an ad? And you said, no, absolutely not. But Sim's doing an ad for gaming, which Sim does not do.
I don't think that's me. That's my evil twin, actually.
Yes. Go ahead, cover your ass.
And this is me covering my ass. This is actually my friend's store.
Oh, it's okay then.
I didn't get paid for this ad, and I also I frequent their store and buy stuff from their store.
Yes, but you're contributing to the corporate machine.
Yes, they're a multinational conglomerate, and they have kids in slave wages, and they don't let them go to the bathroom for 8 hours. And no, Drexel Games is a cool store.
Oh, I see.
You remember Drexel? He used to be on the station. He used to have
yes.
a show. What the hell? Yeah.
I remember him, but that's not the point. He would never do an ad.
They're my friends, though.
Also, I went to the bookstore the other day.
Yes.
And I saw a copy of Adbusters.
Yes.
So I have to ask you, what the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
What?
Because I'm looking at the cover, and you know how you always talk about how Equilibrium sucks?
Equilibrium is totally evil.
Well, that's what that magazine looked like, because it showed, like, buildings with nothing on them. They're, like, all white and no emotion, and I'm like, wow.
It's heaven.
And yeah, it's heaven. It's fucking scary. I'm looking at this magazine. It's weird because it's like 50 pages and it weighs like 28 pounds. I don't get that.
Well, have you ever... Look at the price on it and how glossy the pages are and how nice the magazine is. And there's absolutely no ads in it.
It's like $8. I mean, who would pay $8 for something with nothing in it? I mean, I'm looking at the columns and they're like, you know, three panels wide, and they're like spaced way far out apart, and it's like there's nothing in here. there's like three colors in the entire magazine, because it's like any more than that would excite you too much.
I would venture to say it's more of an artistic magazine than a social commentary.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, I just saw that and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And it's $8, and I'm not talking about $8 Canadian. I'm talking $8 American.
Yeah, it's a little bit more expensive because you're not subsidizing it with ads every second page. But it's
how often does that magazine come out?
Once every 2 months, I think.
Oh well, I guess that's not too bad then. It's like $8. Jesus Christ!
It's a lot cheaper when you have an actual subscription to it, which I do.
Well, most magazines are. I thought I'd give you the benefit of the doubt, though, and I looked it over, and I'm like, no way.
Yeah.
This is like propaganda. There's nothing in it. It's so odd.
Propaganda. It's a fun read. And it's also put out by in Vancouver. It's a local.
So you're local. That's okay now, too, because it's a local thing.
That's right, yeah.
Are they your friends, too?
No, actually, I contacted them a long time ago, and they were not interested in coming on the talk station. This was a long time ago. Bastards. Okay. Those bastards.
I just thought I'd mention the ad thing, though, because I found that funny.
People are making fun of me now.
Well, you brought this on yourself. Think about it. You had this done, and who was, like, the first person you showed it to?
The person who would turn against me and stab me in the back is first chance he gets.
That's right.
They're saying I have horrible posture, and I was so embarrassed looking at these pictures after they were taken. It's like, oh my god, my posture is completely horrible. And if people could see me now, I'm all slumped in my chair at this moment as well. I'm standing up pretty straight in those pictures where I'm standing on the rock, though, which is not bad. So I need to work on my posture.
Yeah, you do. I mean, these pictures should be called skinny people having a good time.
Well, if you knew the area that these people are from, well, and where the store is, everybody is super thin there. It's granola munching area. It's Kitsilano.
And Drexel smiling. You never see that.
Well, he's not exactly smiling. He's more kind of a manic laugh in the after picture.
Because he's... For some reason, every time I hear him on the radio, he's very, very angry.
He's very excited.
And I never could figure out why, especially if he was angry now. I'd be like, okay, you got your own place, you're making good money, and is he still with .com girl?
Yes, he is.
So he's got a good woman, too, so it'd be like, why are you so angry, dude? It wouldn't get any better, because he'll be on the radio again someday for something you do, and he'll be all pissed off about something.
He's always been very upset and excitable about stuff, which is why I wanted him on the radio in the first place.
I was talking to Quoth one time about him, and she said, he's a nice guy, he's just got to stick up his butt.
Quite possibly.
That's what she said. Anyway, I'll let you continue with the mail or whatever. I just thought I would bring up this advertising thing to let everyone know what a sellout that you are.
I'm a complete sellout. I rescind everything I've said. I'm in it for the money now. Yep. Isn't selling out making money off of things you don't believe in?
Well, okay, yeah, but I mean, it's just you just totally compromised your own values within the span of 2 weeks.
Well, I do actually. I've made ads for Rant Radio as well that have gone on TV stations.
Yeah, but that's pimping up. That's different.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is pimping my friend's business. Okay, next one. Franco, funniest fucking thing I've seen in years. Get this guy Kennedy to Australia. He will make millions. I'm passing on this station's details everywhere. What a comedian. This guy will go places. Frank. Well, he has gone places. He's been in the Globe and Mail. He's been in Wired. He's been in Spin magazine. Lots of very well-known stuff. We're opening. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I had an AM jockey talk down to me the other day.
Talk what?
He talked down to me like I was like a kind of scummy.
Really?
And we were nothing. And I'm like, have you been in the New York Times? No. Oh, I'm sorry. We have.
Exactly. Have you been in Spin magazine? Oh, no? Well, we have. Have you been in Wired magazine? No? Well, we have. Yeah.
He's like, well, you're just internet radio. I'm like, yeah. And you're on AM, dude.
AM, mono. We're in stereo. We broadcast on two channels. And everyone in the world can listen to us.
He was a nice enough guy, and we sort of made it up after that, you know, because he wanted to do a show on here, and he asked me all these questions about us, and he asked me to substantiate my claims, and I'm like, dude, who do you think you're talking to? I'm just going to make this shit up, yeah. And claims that we can make, no one would dare make them up.
No, I mean, we're not making stuff up here.
No. I just found that funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Got an AM talking down to me. That's hilarious.
Yeah, our broadcast doesn't stop where the hills are.
No.
we make it over the hills. Anyway, I don't want to badmouth other people.
No, I don't. I just thought that was funny.
It is funny. Well, when they're bad-mouthing us, we can stand up for ourselves. This next email is from Dima. It says, "What's up?" Actually, this is our foreign email of the week. And I always like to read a foreign email of the week from one of our listeners. It's from Dima. It says, "What's up? I like your music. I'm from Seattle, too. Do you have any other place where we can talk? If you can see my messages, show rock." And I didn't quite believe that this person was from Seattle since their email address ended in the .ru extension.
Yeah. Maybe there's a suburb in Russia we don't know about.
Seattle, Russia. It could be. I didn't actually look it up, so maybe I'm too quick to judge this person from Seattle, Russia.
They have a St. Petersburg, you know.
And saying they're from Seattle, I'm from Seattle too. Well, I'm not from Seattle. You from Seattle? No. Well, they might have seen like the Seattle Wireless.
For some reason, that's the only town in the Northwest that counts.
Vancouver has millions of people too.
I know, but see, Canada just doesn't count. It's got nothing to do with the town.
Exactly. Above the 49th, it's just not. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter. I'm sorry, but it's true.
And this last one is a rant speak haiku that was sent in by one of our listeners. It says, "Sim is a vegan. He doesn't like to eat meat because he is weird. Smokey can't walk well. That's why he's in a wheelchair. So he's a cripple. Sim is always late. Always at a music show. But that's no excuse. Always buffering. Rant radio needs bandwidth. It's in you to give. My mic is broken. No more call-ins by Purden. Everyone is sad." Yay. I didn't check this for actual haiku correctness, but I'm going to assume that it's in the correct format of 575, I think it is.
Yeah, I think it's proper. Either way, it's fucking awesome.
That is an amazing haiku, Purden, and you're completely forgiven for ever sins in the past until your next sin, which I'm sure will be as soon as you get another microphone out of a dumpster.
Probably sometime this evening.
He will find out that his headphones can double as a super shitty microphone and try and phone in. Of course, he won't be able to hear us respond, so he'll figure out that is a fruitless effort.
See, you shouldn't have said that, because now everybody's going to try that. Because
it's a bad idea. It totally doesn't work very well. There's not enough gain on the headphones, and you'll totally... Well, you won't destroy your headphones. Actually, try this at home, folks, kids. Try using your microphone as a speaker. Now that's fun.
Oh.
And turn it up all the way and watch your microphone explode.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
I plugged one in, but I didn't turn it up very far just to see if it would do it.
Were you able to hear stuff through it? Oh, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, it's totally wacko, because they're both the same thing. It's a little diaphragm that moves based on whether you're speaking into it or whether sound waves are coming back. It's the same kind of feedback. So they are both interchangeable. Very, very badly interchangeable. Don't do it.
We don't recommend it, no.
We totally don't recommend it. So you could actually speak to us with your headphones and listen with your microphone stuck in your ear. That is, it's very strange.
We're going to get pictures of that now.
Oh, wonderful. On to the internet news items, also known as scary things of the week, because they're all very scary, all the things that we talk about. Ashes to ashes. Latest trends. BC show draws cremation experts. Art firecrackers contained loved ones. Hundreds of crematorium directors are coming here to Vancouver. Their hottest market. I did not know that. Where people shoot off the remains of loved ones in massive fireworks shows. To study business trends this week. British Columbia has one of the highest rates of cremation in the world. At 78% of all deceased persons, it's the highest in North America. No kidding, half a block from my work, there is a crematorium. Half a block. Luckily, I haven't smelt anything, but there is a crematorium right down the road.
I mean, it's a good business to be in, to tell you the truth.
Exactly. Stick dead people in a fire and give them it back in an urn, an expensive urn. How can you go wrong?
Anything that has to do with people dying, you have a shitload of money in it.
Because so. You can guilt them into paying more. Is your loved one not worth the money? Really? It's so that, good.
That's your employment tip of the week right there. Get into like your death services.
Oh, it's guaranteed. People die every day. There's no lack of people, of business. It's worldwide. That's second only to Japan. Well, we got to beat those Japanese. We're that close. I didn't say how close it was, but I'm sure it's really close.
Well, I can see why they do it. They don't have a lot of room.
Yeah. But there's lots of room here. I'm not quite sure. Director of the Crematorium Society of North America says, which is hosting 800 members and their spouses for a major industry conference. He says the city is fascinating for people in his business because it's home to so many Asian immigrants. Ah, that's why.
And
environmentalists who are opting for cremation and are open to unique ways of memorializing the remains. Now listen to the ways. Friends of Frank Fong. Nice alliteration. A local broadcaster who passed away recently decided to salute his excitement over Vancouver's annual fireworks competition by putting a bit of him inside one of the firecrackers shot off during the finale. Frank would have loved it, said his colleague John Ashbridge. He was a fireworks fanatic.
Oh, that's nice.
The conference is drawing purveyors of hot air balloon rides for remains and companies that turn loved ones into jewelry. So people are making people into jewelry and throwing them all over the place.
That's just...
Oh, this is a good one. Toronto-based Images for Eternity offers artwork incorporating cremated remains on paintings.
That's disgusting.
So you could get your Velvet Elvis in your own remains now, or dogs playing poker. Done in your own ashes. That is pretty strange. But... You know, it's your body. Go for it. If you want to hang yourself on the wall instead of hanging yourself from the rafters, that's your own business, really. I think people should more people should get stuffed and put in the living room. I think that would be really quite interesting.
Oh God!
One of my friends actually wants to be stuffed and deliver his own eulogy at his funeral, a la Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, my God.
How is that for creepy?
Well, at least I know you're not alone in the creepy department. You have creepy friends.
Like, I thought this was the most amazing thing ever. Did I mention he's a very big fan of Stephen King?
Oh, no, but it sounds like it, actually.
I think that is one of the most original things I've ever heard. He wants to get some animatronics put inside his jaw and sync his words up to a... taped pre-recording of his own eulogy. That's imagination right there.
That's repulsive. That's what that is.
I don't think many people would be in attendance, or you know, they'd be passing out and screaming and running away.
What's gonna happen? Right in the middle of it, he'll fall over. Something will go wrong, and he'll fucking fall over, and mayhem will ensue.
Oh yeah, for sure. Okay, this next one is from Mr. Echo, sent this in. This is from the Christian Science Monitor. And as scary as that might sound as a newspaper, it's actually a very good newspaper. I get a lot of stories from the Christian Science Monitor. Law enforcement in Mexico goes a bit bionic. Crime has become such a problem in Mexico that the government has created a fleet of cyborgs to fight it. Call them Mexico's RoboCops. Sure, the transformation of 170 or so law enforcement officials isn't as dramatic as the 1987 movie, where the protagonist was man, was part man, mostly machine. Mexican officials have been injected with a microchip the size of a grain of rice. Implanted beneath the skin of their arms, it allows them to access a high-level crime database and... they hope track them if they're kidnapped. So they're worried about police getting kidnapped. It's all the RFID all over again. And they bought into the fact that being monitored is making people safer. But the first of a kind step shows the lengths to which the Mexican government will go to try bringing safety to the streets. Crime and how to fight it has been long a challenge here. Kidnapping is spreading, reaching beyond traditional wealthy targets to the middle class. And in a country where only a quarter of all crimes are reported because of fear that bribed cops will expose informants, securing access to sensitive documents has been a priority. And the chip comes from Verichip, who is selling this all over the world to fear-mongering, fearing people that will buy anything to make themselves safer. They're doing a boom of business. The chip costs $200 plus $50 a year because you can't just put the chip in. You got to get the licensing fee in.
It's good to see that Mexico has their priorities straight. Their money is worthless, everybody's poor, and the water will kill you. But at least they're turning, at least they're bringing out robot cops.
That's right. It's all about Big Brother there. First priority. The technology has been existing for years and lets pet owners identify stray animals. The chip sits dormant under the skin, is only awakened by using a scanner using radio frequency identification or RFID. So that sounds really safe. You know, it can only be awakened by special scanners, not only available to special people. The scan.
No.
Yes. Smokey.
You there?
Yes, I'm here. Are you there? Smokey.
Tim?
Smokey.
Tim?
Smokey.
Can you hear me, Sam?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I think Smokey's headphones have gone awry. I'm going to tighten them.
Can you hear me, Sam?
I type to him, I can hear you, but he can't hear me. So he's got that down pat. It may be my fault, I'm not sure. I'm just going to test that out right here, just so I have a co-host. Just one second, bear with me, people. Check. Yep, my microphone is still working, so it's all his fault. And I'm just going to type that to him. Please hold me with me 1 second. You can hear me
again?
I can
hear you now.
Was it your headphones?
I think they're going out on me.
Okay, because I just tested out with a recording program on my side, and it's all cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's skip to the next one. 146 cats taken from home. This is our shut-in story of the week. The cats covered the basement floor of the small brick home in southern Lincoln like a giant long-haired rug. Some of the nearly 150 cats are shown in a cage Wednesday at the Lincoln Animal Control in Lincoln that were taken from a home in Lincoln. How many times do I need to say that? On Tuesday, after a neighbor complained about an odor coming from the home. So people out there, if you smell an odor, a strong, strange odor from your neighbor's home, you too can be in the strange odor shut-in story of the week on Rantspeak. Upstairs, the smell wafted out the front door onto the tree-lined street, right into the nostrils of animal control manager Jim Wawerka, who found himself in the middle of the largest cat rescue his office has ever seen. I hope so. That's a lot of cats. When I first walked into the room, it looked like the floor was just fur. Then we realized they were cats. Real cats. As opposed to fake cats. A total of 146 of them in one basement in one little house in violation of a number of laws.
No kidding.
Really? This is the highest number of cats we've ever picked up in the history of animal control. A day after somebody anonymously reported a strong ammonia or urine smell coming from the house in 4120 Linden Street. So you too can visit this house of cats. 4120 Linden in Lincoln. Tuesday afternoon, they went to the home. The residents let him in, but not downstairs at first. I could smell it the moment I got to the middle of the street. When the residents finally let officers downstairs, it appeared they tried to clean up. Okay. And there was little feces on the floor. Ew. Animal control officers found nearly all of the cats in a 12-foot by 13-foot basement room.
150 cats? Okay, that's in that room. That's
okay.
Like the size of my studio. That doesn't work.
Okay, 12-foot by 13-foot. Let's just reduce that to 12 by 12 because I know 12 by 12 is 144. Add another 12 to that is 156. So 156 square foot. So about a cat per square foot. And that's about where a cat would fit in. Maybe not very nicely. But if
yeah.
You line them up nicely, they would fit in just about perfectly. So he's describing a floor filled with cats. They were on the floor on a mattress on white plastic chairs. Oh, okay. So you could fit in a couple more if you have like the multi-tiered cat system.
Yeah.
Several cages
cat
and
storage.
A cat. What?
Cat storage.
Yeah, cat storage. Several cages in another room held 8 or 9 cats. Oh, okay. They have 2 rooms. A yellow ring left by male cats spraying the area surrounded the concrete block walls. Winterva said there was no evidence of litter boxes or food, though there were several water bowls. That's very bad. The house was not air conditioned, nor did it have hot water. The house didn't have hot water. Police said Ricky Meyer, 49, who is living in the basement of his mother-in-law's home with his wife, Sharon Meyer, was ticketed. Okay.
Ticketed.
There was a lot of problems here. Mentha Grabowski, where's mother-in-law, lived upstairs. She told authorities she didn't know that there was that many cats living in her basement. She declined to comment for this story. How many cats did she think there was? Meyer was ticketed on suspicion of having cats without a license, unsanitary conditions, exceeding the legal number of cats. We'll get to that in a second. Not having a license to breed cats. He cannot be reached for comments. City ordinance allows residents to have up to 5 cats. Now, I have never known this. I did not know that there was a cat limit in a city. Like, you could...
Yeah, there are. Yeah, there are cat limits and dog limits. If you're over that, you have to have a kennel license.
Wow, it makes sense, but I've just never thought of that. Like, it just doesn't come to one's mind, really.
Yeah, if you have too many, you have to have a kennel license.
And you can get a permit up to 15 in this town. So I guess there's probably even further permits if you operate like an SPCA or ASPCA for your Americans.
They're just residential limits.
Residential limits, okay. So I think he was a little over with the 146 cats, and I don't think he had a permit for even 15. And he plans to add a charge of animal neglect after all the cats are thoroughly examined. Initial examinations showed that many of the cats were underweight and had teary eyes. All of them had ear mites. Their coats and teeth were in poor condition too, and some had scars from fights, which is not really surprising.
I can imagine.
Yeah, when you have imagine yourself in a, say, 3-foot by 3-foot area, and that's where you live for the rest of your life. I think some fights would break out with no food. And
I don't understand why people can't just have like 1 or 2 cats.
How does it ever get to this point?
They gotta have like 205 of them for some ungodly reason.
They must have as many as possible and fit them all in.
I mean, I've got one, and he's more than I can handle sometimes.
Exactly. So, how can you handle that many?
I can't imagine having... There's no earthly reason for it. They're not worth any money. They're useless.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you can go to a pet store and buy a cat, and I'm asking myself, why?
Oh, yeah.
You know? Cats are totally useless.
Yeah, they're just... That's the whole point. They mostly ignore you. They're there for you to feed. That's about it.
They're pillows with feet. That's what a cat is.
I'll skip right to the end. Steve Hale lives next door, and he could occasionally catch a whiff of the odor, but it didn't bother him. He gets along fine with his neighbors, he said. He often saw them bringing home bags of cat litter. I just figured they had a few cats. Well, a few cats they did.
Mm-hmm.
Next one, U.S. boosts Canadian border security. Our friendly neighbors to the south are not getting are not friendly anymore. This one's from Vancouver. To counter potential threats from Canada, U.S. officials are beefing up security and surveillance along the U.S.-Canada border, the longest undefended border in the world. In response to the September 11th attacks, it's a pretty slow response, a new command center, a new plane with sensor equipment, marine units, and a Black Hawk helicopter will be deployed to the border between British Columbia and Washington State by the U.S. official of Air and Marine Operations. There's a spokesman for Air and Marine Operations says U.S. intelligence shows there's enough of a threat to warrant an increased presence along the border. Along the Canadian border, we're faced with smuggling of migrants, weapons, currency in both directions, as well as the possibility of terror terrorists or weapons of mass destruction crossing the border using traditional smuggling routes. I'm surprised they did not mention drugs there, because when they showed this on the news, on TV, it was all about the drugs. Because BC is one of the largest exporters of pot in the world.
Yeah, I know that.
Bracken said U.S. planes and helicopters will not routinely enter Canadian airspace. That's great. No, on a normal basis, no. We will be flying across along the border in the U.S. airspace as part of course of normal operations. We will be working closely with our Canadian counterparts. Black Hawk helicopters, it doesn't say it in here, but were reserved only for the Mexican U.S. border before this. So they're obviously noticing some, or making up some sort of threat.
Well,
from Canada, I'm not sure how big of a threat that actually is.
Well, I mean, that's what the terrorists that crashed into the buildings, they came through Canada. But what I can't figure out is why did it take them so long to do it?
I'm not sure.
Because, I mean, I can't lie to you. It's not hard to get into Canada, okay? It's really easy.
Oh, it's very, very easy.
Last time I went, I didn't have to show anything.
Really? And that was after 9/11, actually.
I was like, you want to see my papers? The guy says no.
Right. Wow. That is crazy.
Yeah, that's why they're doing it.
And this is actually quite scary for me, because I live about 2 miles from the border.
And that's far.
Two miles from the Canadian-U.S. border. I can walk to the border. So there are Black Hawk helicopters patrolling, possibly, into my airspace. What did he say? What was the word he used? Oh, I messed it up. Anyway, it's just really scary for me. That there are military helicopters now patrolling my country from the biggest police state in the world.
Oh. See, I'm used to that because I live, like, down the street from a military base.
Yeah.
So I've got stuff in my airspace.
So you're used to it.
No, it's always been that way, so it's just something that you have to be used to.
Yeah.
I don't want to get used to it.
I don't want tanks rolling down my street and 9 o'clock curfews, and only three people may gather in one place at any time. Please show your ID card at all times. Do you have your RFID tag implanted in you yet? No. But I'm wearing a tinfoil hat, so.
You're just.
Oh my God, your internet is totally fucksword there.
Is it?
Yeah, it's cutting out.
You're just fueling the fear machine. That's what you're doing.
Well, I'm kind of unfueling the fear machine. I don't want people to fear. There isn't really the fear there. There isn't anything to fear. I think they're just hyping this up. And I think this one is just a lot of spending, unnecessary spending, or spending to fit their budget. And they didn't mention drugs in there. But I know it's for drugs, because their pilot was, the first place they put it was in B.C., Right along the border, right here, where pot goes across a lot of the time, and they're big fearmongers about the great evil that pot is, that makes people violent and stuff, you know.
Well, yeah, be that as it may, though, it's still illegal, so they can do that.
It is still illegal. Thankfully, being less and less illegal all the time, thanks to showing that it does have some medicinal purpose. Oh, the music's getting really loud. Why is it so loud all of a sudden? Maybe you're just quiet. This next one. Movie studios lose in case against file sharing apps. Yay! Score one for the little guy, or the companies that are doing no wrong and just supplying a service. In a judicial blow to the entertainment industry, a federal appeals court ruled that the makers of two leading file-sharing programs aren't legally liable for the songs, movies, and other copyrighted works their users swap online. Just as knife makers are not liable for stabbings, and gun makers are not liable for shootings, it's the way you use the tool and not the tool maker itself. This decision is likely to force the industry to take more costly and less popular route of going directly after the file swappers. And we know how popular that is. Jack Valenti, president of the Motion Picture Association of America, said his group is revising its next step following Thursday's ruling by the Ninth U.S. Court of Appeals. This is the same person who argued against VCRs I can't remember the actual wording, I'm paraphrasing here. It's like a stalker in the middle of the night coming up on an unsuspecting woman and raping her. He akined it to that. This was VCRs back in the day, back in the 80s.
Wow.
He thought it was
childhood.
Yeah, he thought it was the next great evil on the earth. Unfortunately, that quote is not in here. But if you look on the internet, you will find it. So he's not embracing technology. He is promptly refusing it. But thankfully, these companies will not go down, and you will continue to use them, such as Torrent, for spreading the stuff that we put out, which is totally legal. And we shared on Kazaa, we shared on BitTorrent, and I'm very happy to say that we are still legally allowed to use these tools to spread our legal works, and they're not being shut down. Some people misuse them and spread illegal works, but...
Oh, and yeah, we've never done that.
No, we just use them to spread our own stuff. Third Circuit throws out Pennsylvania's pledge law. A federal courts of appeal yesterday threw out a state law that requires school children to either recite the Pledge of Allegiance or sing the national anthem daily. I know when I went to school in Canada, we were not forced to sing or say this. I remember I went to an elementary school that the principal was religious, and I actually was in one of his classes. And he actually recited the Lord's Prayer, but we weren't forced to do it. We could stand there in silence. We didn't have to close our eyes or bow our heads. That was the thing he did in the morning. Some people participated, some people didn't. That's what they did. A three-judge panel of the Third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals unanimously ruled that the law violated free speech rights of the students and the right of private schools to free expressive association. Now, I am not sure whether they were forcing kids to do this in the past, or they were doing kind of what I experienced in elementary school. Do you know?
No.
Okay, because it's been a while since both of us have been to high school.
Yeah. 11 years or so, I would say.
Yeah, quite a while. I'm not... So, people in the IRC, if you could comment on that, because we're not quite sure. And it doesn't say it in here whether they are getting rid of it or they're just not forcing people to do it. let's see.
I can see why people might make a big deal out of, you know, not wanting to say prayer in school.
Yes.
But let's see, what's the big deal about Pledge of Allegiance?
I believe both of them have the word God in it, and they're both very religious-based.
Oh, well, sorry.
Actually, down the page it does say, I think that what the appeals court found, and we're in complete agreement with, is that there's no harm in reciting the pledge, and there's no harm in singing the national anthem. He said, the harm is in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, where we're forcing people to do those things. So there you go. They're not forcing people anymore, thank goodness. So I think this is a good medium that everyone could possibly agree on. If you want to do it, do it. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Stand there or sit there or do something else. Go out of the room. I know there was some Jehovah's Witnesses in our class that were allowed to leave the room when this was done. The next one... Falwell wins website dispute. A judge has ruled that a gay activist must stop using a variation of Reverend Jerry Falwell's name in the address for a website critical of the conservative television evangelist. In a ruling released Tuesday, federal judge Claude Hilton said the domain name for the site Falwell.com was nearly identical to the registered trademark Jerry Falwell name and was likely to be confusing web surfers. Yeah, the stupid ones. Hilton said the website's operator, Christopher Lamparillo intended to divert people. Divert people from the Jerry Falwell Ministries website with the direct intent to tarnish or disparage Falwell. He also ruled that Lamparillo of New York sought to make a profit by selling a book on the site via a link to Amazon.com. Lamparillo's site criticizes Falwell's stance against homosexuality and includes a disclaimer that reads, "This site is not affiliated with Jerry Falwell's ministry." Falwell lauded the ruling. "This person, for whatever reason, is hostile to the message of the gospel. A preacher, therefore, was trying to do damage to the message I deliver," he said in a telephone interview. And the Lamparillo's lawyer said he planned to appeal. Last year, an Illinois man gave up the domains jerryfalwell.com and jerryfalwell with two L's, .com.
It was spelled differently.
Yeah, I was trying to find it. After Falwell threatened to sue in federal court, I guess he just gave those up. I'm not sure on this one because Falwell was, I guess, a little too slow to register his site, and so this guy snapped it up. And yeah. Would I be mad if somebody registered rantradio.tv? Because I don't have that site. And what if they set up something that disparaged my good name, in quotes,
mm-hmm.
and my good radio station, in quotes, and said, "Rant Radio is lies. They're spreading lies. Do not listen to them. They are the devil. They, whatever," right? How would I feel about that? I would probably be benign to that. I'd be like, "And?"
Well, that's sort of a. I'm looking for the right word. That's sort of an indifferent thing because Rant Radio is sort of an indifferent thing, and even if they use your name, you have a very common name.
Yes.
You know, how many people are there with your name in the world?
My personal name?
Yeah, like millions, I'm sure.
Oh, lots. No, not my name. Rantradio.tv.
Oh, I know, but I'm using your name.
Oh,
example.
Okay. So if they registered jamesobryan.com, which is already taken,
right.
I'm sure, and they called me down and put devil pictures of me up, and they have the free speech to do that. I didn't buy that name. It was up for sale. Are people to force not to use that name? Are they forced to use it in a certain way that has to be nice and happy and good?
I'm not saying it should be illegal. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's kind of shady. Because I don't like Jerry Falwell either. I think he sucks. But you really should use the guy's own name to kick his ass.
Whose name should you use? I mean, you're talking about him.
They
would allow it if the site was called FalwellSucks.com, because none of those have been struck down yet.
Right. But I could see why it would upset him, because if you were to go to a site that was just his name, Falwell.com, you wouldn't expect to find a bunch of negative stuff.
Exactly. But people go to rant.com, would they expect to find me? Maybe something else. Free speech is there to protect all speech, whether it's degrading, if it's annoying, if it's saying something bad about people. It's there to protect you to say it. It's not there to. You shouldn't be silenced just because somebody gets upset about what you say. Otherwise, this would be the cleanest radio station in the world. We talk about nothing but stuff that upsets us.
I'm not saying that you shouldn't be allowed to do it. I just think it's kind of cold.
It should be done in the proper mediums. Then,
if I was gonna ask, I wouldn't. For one thing, if you use his name, that makes it too easy for you to get sued.
Yes.
Be more creative than that, for Christ's sake. For one thing.
It would be good to be a bit more creative, yes. Oh, there's somebody talking about AtlanticBitchSlap.com. Has somebody registered? No, there you go. You can go register AtlanticBitchSlap.com and complain about one of ours. Or you can register RantSpeak.com. We haven't taken that up.
Do that, I guess.
Yeah.
If you really wanted to, it might be a waste of money.
I would probably say it would be a big waste of money. But
yeah,
feel free.
Somebody hasn't done it and tried to build a website for us. Like, we need another one.
Yeah, the thing is, when they do that, they don't really want to pay for a second year, so it just kind of dies, and I don't really want to pay for a second year of hosting.
it's that first year they're all for it, then the bill comes, they're like, oh shit.
And then we're like, oh, we're using this as the official page, and then we're forced to pay something, and I'm like, nah, I'll just make a sub page off of Rant Radio, because it's kind of on Rant Radio. Makes it nice and easy. Big Brother on board. Insurers offer discounts to customers who allow their driving to be tracked by electronic monitors.
Jesus Christ.
Nice. Auto insurers in the United States and Britain are experimenting with programs that put electronic monitoring devices in customers' vehicles to track how they are driving, giving the drivers a chance to obtain lower insurance rates, according to a published report. USA Today reported Monday the tests are voluntary for customers of U.S. insurer Progressive, which will begin its trial in Minnesota. So all you people in Minnesota, get ready. August 24th, and British insurer Norwich Union, which will start its test in a few weeks. The Progressive test puts a device in the car about the size of a box of a brand name and keeps the track of speed, of how many miles are driven, and what time of day. Every month, the customer can take it out of the vehicle, download the data onto a computer, and if he or she wants to share it with the insurer, send it to the insurer online. Those drivers who go over to Minnesota's 75-mile-an-hour speed limit less than 0.1% of the time will get a 5% discount. Those who avoid driving at the most dangerous time, between midnight and 4 a.m. on weekends, also get a discount. Those who don't send in their data are not penalized, they just don't get the discount. The Norwich Union test involves a global positioning satellite to track where the vehicle is, constantly sending information to the insurer. Cars that spend more time in safer areas will qualify for a larger discount. Progressive tried a smaller test using GPS devices in 2001, but dropped it due to the high costs and privacy concerns of customers who did not want their location constantly monitored, the paper reported. So,
here's an idea.
Yes.
Drop the fucking speed limit a little bit. Because if it's 75, you know what that means. It means they do 90, for Christ's sakes.
Oh, exactly.
Trust me, I know.
Oh, yeah. People will always go 15, 20 over because that's what they do.
If it's 75, they're doing 90. So you want to drop your insurance premiums, drop that fucking speed limit about 10 miles an hour. It'll help a lot.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take calls after this news story, so get ready for... Just private message me in the IRC if you want, and our name is Rant Radio on Skype. So somebody posted a reply on Slashdot about this, and I thought this was a very insightful reply. How much are you willing to trade for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? How big of a blue light special discount are you willing to trade for your privacy and personal information? What if your life depended on it? Would you speed? What if every time you turn in the supermarket parking lot and you don't use your turn signal? Does the discount go away? Have they really thought this through? Have you? First it was little forms on the bottom of coupons. Then it was shopper cards. Then the little black boxes in cars, hidden black boxes in cars. Then exposed little black boxes and let us use the info since we're going to anyway. And unconstitutional searches of everywhere you bloody go, from the movies to the airports. Why don't we just have a sale? All Americans who are willing to give up all their civil liberties in exchange for no taxes and discounts on everything you buy, please raise your hand. The line for your government implant is to the right. Where else would it be? The rest of you on the left are unpatriotic and can check in your citizenship unless you join those on the right. Don't you understand what they are requesting today will be mandatory tomorrow? All these little chips and digs at our rights are just tests to see how much like sheep they can get us to act like before it's too late. Call this flame bait, trolling, tinfoil hat wearing, whatever you want. But every day we use a bit of our liberty that get nothing short of complete and entire revolution can give us back. So yes, go ahead. Trade in your every movement and purchase on this planet for a discount. And next year, when the discount disappears, but you still have to report your every move, remember this post and all others like it that called you a fool.
That's very good.
I think that was very, very good. And it is a bit tinfoil hat wearing, but I keep seeing it. Like 5 years ago, I was not imagining, when I first started this radio station, I was not imagining the things that I'm reporting today. If I knew about those things 5 years ago, well, it's almost 6 years ago now,
yeah,
I would be going insane. But it's gradually happened so slowly, so gradually, that people are selling their souls now for these discounts, these little perks, these things that make our life a little bit easier.
I will admit, I am guilty of the grocery store shopper card. I do have that.
And me too. I use the shopper cards as well. I use my Visa or credit card, my multiple credit cards, and they track my purchases as well. And I'm almost guaranteed that they sell them to other people.
Oh, sure they do.
I'm listed in the phone book, which gives me calls all the time on my telephone, people soliciting stuff. I'm totally guilty of that, and I'm selling my soul piece by piece to all these companies for a little bit of a discount. But how far are we willing to go?
I mean, the crappy part of it is a lot of people need the discount. You know, because things aren't going so well.
It is unfortunate, and we're almost driving our citizens into that state as well with these big box companies that are taking over, or like Walmart and the other strip mall, big box strip malls now that are going in, where you get the lowest price possible with the largest conglomerate possible, and they're paying the lowest wages possible to everyone. And it's just getting worse and worse into a feudal state.
And because it backs you into a corner like Walmart. I don't like Walmart because of what they do. But sometimes I have to shop there because it's what I can afford.
It is a downward spiral.
Mm-hmm.
And people are, I don't want to use the word forced, but it seems that they are forced into buying from these big companies because they can't get the jobs that they used to be able to get because Walmart's taken them all away by shutting down all of these small stores because they are offering the lower prices and people buy into that because, well, why wouldn't you? You see this product at your mom-and-pop store for $5, you see it at Walmart for $2.50. What is the normal consumer going to do that doesn't know about the practices of Walmart?
They're going to buy the cheaper stuff, which I can understand. But the people that work at Walmart are slaves. They are slaves.
They are. They work at Walmart. They shop at Walmart. And I'm sure eventually they'll have Walmart high-rises where the workers don't have to go far. And they don't even need a car to get to work.
I didn't realize how much slaves they were until I worked there for one day.
It's not even slaves. It's like a slave cult. Don't they have cheers in the morning?
I don't know. I didn't participate in anything like that.
Well, they do have cheers. They say WALMART, yay, go team, stuff like that. It's absolutely really, really, really scary.
I mean, when I have a job, I'm not there for a team. I'm there for me.
Yeah, you're sure you want to help out the company because that helps out you, but it's not your life.
No, it's just me trying to make money so I can eat.
And really, they do try and make it your life. They really kind of breed that mentality that Walmart is your family, and unless you're really the president of the company, it's really you're only your job.
And they pay nothing.
Oh, really? Nothing. They do. They pay nothing. It's all part-time. There's no overtime. They keep it below the amount where they would have to pay benefits to people. Like, it's just really scary.
They do have benefits. They do have that.
But
I mean, a friend of mine worked there for 5 years.
Yeah.
$8 an hour. 5 years.
Wow.
That's fucking terrible.
Surely he has skills that he can shop around to somewhere else.
Yeah.
By now, working at Walmart, he should be able to have a huge list of skills.
Yeah, because, I mean, there is lots of stuff you can do there. There is that. But you'll do it for no money. I almost make more money doing this right now than Walmart pays.
It's brutal. It's brutal. So we're going to go to the phones right now. Actually, we're going to release the torrent, I think. No, we won't, because that'll fuck up everybody's listening pleasure that have helped seed it.
Can't do it now.
No.
Not until we're,
Not till we're ready. Not till we're done, because that'll mess up people. But right after the calls, we're going to release the torrent so everybody can watch the second episode with the crazy banjo guy. Crazy banjo guy. So we're going
to talk about all the new stuff I got.
Oh, crap. I was supposed to do that way in the beginning. Way in the beginning.
Well, he goes, well, we'll talk about it later. And I'm like, okay.
I know. I totally forgot. If people
I only got you a crap load of stuff, man. I mean, jeez.
Sorry. Go ahead. There's lots of stuff. There's actually lots of new news from you.
I have spent so much time on the phone this last week, I should just kick your ass for forgetting about it. Damn it, man.
Go ahead.
Anyway, new shows. We've got 5 new shows coming.
That's amazing. 5.
I know, and there's probably more coming after this. I just haven't gotten it all done yet. We finally have a show for the Punk Station.
Awesome.
It's hosted by a guy called Eugene. The show is just called the Dino Show.
What is it called? It cut out.
Called the Dino Show.
There you go.
By a guy named Eugene. That's all I know, really. I guess it'll be just punk music, and he'll talk a little bit in between. So we have that now.
There's the link to the punk schedule. He's on it Fridays at 7 p.m., and his tagline is, if you don't listen, you owe me a dollar.
Fridays at 7.
Yep.
Starts on the 27th.
Sweet. Same time Hero comes out. Very cool movie. Everyone, go see Hero. Jet Li's movie from 2 years ago.
I've heard that's pretty cool. My cousin already has it on DVD, so I have to borrow that from him.
No, go to the theater. Go to the theater. It is my most... make somebody drive you there. It is absolutely mind-blowing. It's my favorite Chinese movie ever now.
Oh, okay.
And and if you've seen Jet Li in American movies, forget all those. The crap movies. Don't watch any American martial arts movies. They're all dulled down to nothingness. This is absolutely amazing stuff. Anyway.
The previews look really good for that. So it's not that I don't want to see it. I do.
But if you can't make it, borrow the DVD. But it's got to be seen on the screen.
Anyway, okay, so talk shows now. In the talk shows. I'm going to have a show, I'm Right, which will be, I guess, a sort of like a counterpart to You're Wrong.
Sweet.
It'll be a conservative talk show hosted by Mark Hopkins. It's the same guy that hosts it. That'll be on Fridays at 3 o'clock, starting on the 20th.
Sweet. So he does the You're Wrong show, and now he's doing the You're Right show?
He did the You're Wrong show for a while until they had that big fallout. Remember they were talking about that earlier today?
Okay.
So now he's got his own show called I'm Right. And
that's great.
I couldn't turn that away. I'm Right and You're Wrong.
That's so good. That is so good. And it's like when bands break up. It's not necessarily a sad thing, because now you have twice the music by the people who brought you the music that you liked before.
Yeah. And usually I don't let guys fight, but I'm letting these guys fight because the reason they're fighting is rather justified.
Yeah.
Mark didn't start it, so I'm just like, you know what, these guys got it coming, so I'm just going to let it go.
Sweet.
And so we've got that.
A little drama is good once in a while, huh?
It makes for good radio. When it gets too bad, then I step in. But I'm pretty light-handed on stuff like that most of the time. But I am listening. Remember that. Anyway, back to the announcements here. I have another talk show called Taste of the Goods, hosted by Jonathan Rice. It's actually syndicated on AM radio, so we're actually carrying an AM radio talk show with no commercials.
That's very, very cool.
This guy and three other friends of his, and this is some of the best stuff I've ever heard.
Really?
It's kind of like morning radio, but it's not lowest common denominator.
Oh, that's good.
It's really good. I haven't heard chemistry like this in a long time.
Sweet.
These guys are good. So I hope they don't suck when they said it's good. On twice a week. Sundays at 3 and Wednesdays at 4.
And these haven't even been added into the schedule yet.
No, because I don't have the blurb yet.
Yes, so the schedule is going to be nice and full soon. That's awesome.
Yeah. And this one here, this one's a big one. People that are old school will remember this. We're going to have a show called 2 Cents, which is hosted by Ranting Griffin, the guy that sounds exactly like Sean.
I'm sure some of the people out there remember the Ranting Griffin. I don't think he sounds I think his tone is a little different, but not his tone. His tone is exactly the same. His voice is a little different.
It's very, very slight. If you don't know better, you couldn't tell the difference.
Exactly. If you're a new listener, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
No, you wouldn't. I mean, especially when the ranch, you can kind of tell more. But the radio show, I mean, even his delivery and his speech pattern, it's the same. It's frightening.
Oh, it's frightening. But he's really good. He's really good. He does. Stand-up comedy, and he does speeches at conferences and stuff like that. He is a very well-spoken person.
He's strange. He goes to furry conventions, and if you don't know what those are people that dress up in like big mascot-like costumes.
not just on Halloween either, huh?
All the time, and they do strange adult-type things.
He'd like to dispel that myth, and I wouldn't want to keep perpetrating that myth.
Oh, and I've just seen the artwork on some of the sites, and that's all the artwork I've seen. A lot of them, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm perpetrating. I'm just going off what I've seen from time to time.
Yeah. Well, when we did the interview, we kind of dispelled that myth, but a lot of it is kind of adult themed because they're all adults and they're all dressing up and having some fun, right?
I think that's what makes it more creepy. If, you know, like kids doing like dress up parties, that makes sense. And if you think cosplay is weird, check this shit out.
This is two levels above cosplay.
Yeah, it's really weird. And we've got one more talk show, and I'm amazed I got this guy. He came to me. The guy's name is Dan Tenser. He does a conservative talk show, which will be on Tuesdays and Thursdays, starting September 7th at 4:07 p.m. And the reason he's starting at 4:07 is because he runs ads for in that first 7 minutes. So I got him to agree not to run ads, just to be on our station.
Which is pretty cool. Which is very cool of him
to
be able to.
And I think my headphones just went out again.
Can you hear me?
So I can't hear you.
No, you can't hear me.
Now I can hear you.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Off on. Anyway, yeah, he'll be on at 4:07 p.m. starting September 7th. And I'm amazed this guy wants to work with us, because this is someone who makes a seven-figure salary. Why he even wants to, like, slum with us is beyond me.
Well, which tells you that he is in it for the love of it, which is good.
Yeah, but I was just amazed. He's like, yeah, I pay $300,000 in taxes. And I'm like, wow.
That's a lot of taxes.
And you want to talk to me. But yeah, that's what's going on. He'll start September 7th, and that's 5 new shows that I've just nailed down this week.
That is totally amazing.
Yeah.
So it looks like we're picking up some steam in terms of DJs, which is great. And the mirrors are coming in, which is also good. But I always knew those come hand in hand. More listeners, more mirrors come in, more listeners come in because of that, more DJs come in. It's kind of a rolling ball.
Now I have to find something to put on right before us. That way, Sunday will be completely full from 3 o'clock on.
That would be super cool. Sundays have always been strong on Rant Radio, because everybody has that day off and they're in usually. And Saturdays is the fun time they go out.
But yeah, lots of new stuff coming.
Your Skype is totally shitty.
Really?
Yeah, it's really, really. It's totally degraded.
I don't know what's going on, dude. I really don't.
I'm going to hang up with you and then phone you right back.
Okay.
Because that usually, I think it kind of degrades and doesn't upgrade back again.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Ow, that hurt a lot. So let's phone Smokey back up. And whoa.
Is that better?
Yes, it is better.
Stupid Skype.
As I thought, it doesn't upgrade again. It assumes that your bandwidth is shit, and it's not going to get any better.
And my bandwidth isn't shit, so that's what bugs me about it.
Yeah, that's kind of mysterious. But anyway, I think it's... you have anything else?
No, that was it. That's all the new stuff we got coming so far.
Which is quite a lot of stuff.
Yeah, quite a lot of stuff.
So we're going to phone Pinion Blue. What the hell? Oops. let's not cut off Smokey. And
invite
Pinion Blue in. Ringing.
Hello.
Pinion Blue, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Kind of tired, but I'm good.
Yeah, we make you stay up late on Sunday nights. What time zone are you in?
Central. So I'm getting here about 1 o'clock in the morning whenever you guys start up.
Sweet. It's almost 3 a.m. for you now, eh?
Yeah.
Our show is all about the torture of our listeners, really.
No, it's all right. I just worked basically from like 12 to 7, and then I basically waited all night for the rant speak because it's all about the rant speak, man.
Sweet.
You wait all night for us, dude. You're awesome.
Yes, dude. You guys rock. I was promoting you at work today. I was selling demo discs. I was giving out demo discs to people, and I'd put like pasty notes with Rant Radio on it.
Excellent. I heard you slip up there. You're not charging any money, are you?
No, I'm not charging any money for the demo disc. It's like they have to buy stuff in the store to get a demo disc.
Oh, okay, good, yeah. good. So it's given away free.
What all's on the demo disc?
The demo disc is like all kinds of weird stuff. It's we have PlayStation 2 games, Xbox games. So
we're on a demo disc with Xbox games.
Yeah, it's just like a little pasty note. It's not like you guys are like full interactive 3D menu.
Oh, okay. That's weird. Like we're actually on the disc, or we just pasted a little note written.
You're like a note pasted on the disc.
Oh, okay. Now I get it. Okay, that's weird.
Because I couldn't code a demo disc that quick.
Very cool.
For a second there, we're just pasty notes.
We've been reduced to pasty notes.
Oh, man. Quick question. I want to do a rock show. I think that's where I'd be the best as far as DJing goes, but you guys don't have a full rock station. Where could I put that?
I want one, too. It's not up to me, though.
Unfortunately, we don't have a rock station at the moment, and I'm looking at doing a hardcore station, which is not rock either. It's hardcore, more like hard punk, hard industrial, hardcore music, stuff that you want to thrash your head to it, right? I'm not sure if that's the kind of rock music you're talking about.
Well, no, it's just like regular rock music, like progressive rock, like mellow rock, things of that nature. It's just all-encompassing rock. You should just do a rock station.
Right.
I actually wanted to give that idea to you last week, but, I forgot about it.
Good idea. But what usually the stations I go for are stations that are not normally heard on AM or FM radio, because you get enough of that everywhere. You can tune into it, probably 10 or 15 rock stations in every major city. But where can you find an industrial radio station or a punk radio station? Not as many of those. Of course, you can find lots of talk radio stations, but maybe not.
Yeah, talk radio stations all over AM. But
maybe not with the kind of talk we have, but...
No, talk stations usually have, like, coast to coast. That's the only thing I ever really stay up to listen to is coast to coast AM with Art Bell.
That's a pretty neat show.
Yeah.
But that's like, not in our near future, rock station. Maybe.
But I'd still like to do a show. Like you guys said, put it somewhere, like, I guess the punk station, maybe that little spot in between Cup of Joe and you guys on talk.
Doesn't generally work, because you're gonna piss off all the punk people who are tuning into Rant Punk to hear punk. We'd like to, but...
Yeah, I can't put a show with a lot of music on it in the talk station, because somebody tried to get me to do that before, and I wouldn't do it, and I got mad. And then they said, well, this talk station will never succeed, so right now I'd like to tell all those people to kiss my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we have succeeded. We always have succeeded. We will continue to succeed, because we don't quit. Ha, ha, ha.
I'd like to have a rock station, but I don't think Sim wants it, and we don't have the resources for it either.
Yeah, I don't want to overstep our bounds, or not our bounds, but our limits, because I could open up 20 different channels of stations right now, but they would utterly fail, because our bandwidth would be spread so thin it would be impossible. So that's my concern about even opening up a new station right now. We're barely maintaining the amount of bandwidth we have for the stations we have. So I would have to be pretty flush with bandwidth before I would consider opening up another station.
It's understandable because, like, you're looking for people to, like, do the punk station now. Of course, you got that filled. But, I mean, it's understandable because you're getting worn so thin trying to do all three stations, you know, probably do your job, things of that nature. So I can understand that.
Exactly. But a good suggestion.
Yeah. I'll let
maybe get in,
speak.
Maybe get into punk or industrial, and then we'll talk, eh?
Yeah.
It's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah.
I don't see it happening soon.
Yeah.
Most of it's a bandwidth thing. We just don't have it.
Because I would love to do maybe an alternative rock station, like real alternative that does not get played on the airwaves. Uh-huh. Like if you hear
that
it on the airwaves,
if MP3.
Yeah, like local a local band station.
Yeah.
Where for up and coming bands, that would be very cool.
Unsigned artist type page type.
Exactly. I think that would be very cool. It's just not in our near future at the moment because we don't have the resources right now.
Yeah, it's understandable.
It's been really easy to do something like that if MP3.com wouldn't have went down.
Oh, we'd be flooded with stuff. And I still get bands coming in and emailing me saying, I want to be on your station, but they're all rock bands. And I'm kind of bummed out because I can't put them anywhere. But, yeah, we would get lots of requests.
And if somebody wants to donate the bandwidth for something like that, it would be a lot. You know, we'll think about it. We just don't have the resources for it.
It would have to be a lot.
Yeah.
So, thanks for phoning in. Good call as always, Pinion Blue.
All right, cool. Talk to you guys later.
Later. I always love good calls.
You're a fanboy. That's awesome.
Candy wants to phone in, but she's on 56K, so...
Sorry.
She said, would you hate me if I called in on 56K? We wouldn't hate you. It would just be kind of a waste of time because we'd hear you go, ip, dip, 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 and then we'd probably hang up on you.
Get back on your broadband and call us.
Yeah, get on the broadband and we'll talk to you again. But in the meantime, you can always listen on our 24K stream and talk in the IRC and listen to us. Let's see who else wants to talk. Poor Purden can't phone in.
That's okay. He's got nothing to talk about anyway.
Yeah. And that's it. Nobody else wants to phone in. That's it for tonight. Just one person. Nobody else has private messaged me. But that's okay because it's almost 1 a.m. and people are wanting to go to bed.
We blew our wad on the phone calls last week, dude.
I know. I think so. Everybody else is like, I phoned in last week and I got nothing to say. Nothing to contribute at all. But that's okay. Because it's time for the release of the second episode of the Sean Kennedy TV show. And this one has, there's the link in the IRC. And this one has that kid with the funny voice as well. That shows you how to mod your satellite dish.
Gee, I wonder who that guy is.
I don't know who that guy is. He's got his face covered, and his voice is so utterly ununique that you'd never be able to figure out who he is.
I was like, I was like, nice disguise, dude.
We had him on the radio show. Like, this is not a big mystery. Like, half the IRC figured out who he was in the first 2 seconds he was talking. But I'm not going to say his name because people can figure out that for yourself. But there you go.
Change the bitrate on this one, or is the show a lot shorter? Because it's a lot smaller than the first one.
The first show was, I think, 2 hours and 20 minutes long.
Okay.
And this is an hour and 30.
Okay.
So the bitrate is exactly the same. All the settings are the same. It's just this one is a lot shorter. Because the first one, Frank Ogden, wouldn't shut up.
No, he wouldn't. I remember that story.
He just kept going. Like, the stuff was interesting, but it was in the middle of the summer. It was really hot, and it was already getting really late, like 2.5 hours later.
And there was like 1,000 people in there. Like, that was the one show that was really crowded.
That was the most crowded show.
On and on and on.
On and on and on and on and on.
I kept that we like to talk.
So next week I'm hoping for you let's say I'm going to ironclad guarantee you'll get either an SKTFM.TV next week or a patrolling next week. Something about every 2 weeks.
Are you
going
to use...
Yep, go ahead.
I was going to say, you're going to use a little piece of what I sent you, right? You have to.
I actually am. Maybe not the piece you thought I was going to use, but I've already got a piece in mind from that.
Well, no, but I mean, just it didn't have to use a certain part of it. I thought maybe you just used part of it, though, because of what it was.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Oh,
we'll see.
You better use it. Not lucky you even catch that. It's funny. It's only funny because the old schoolers will get it. That's why it's funny.
Yeah, yeah. Some of it will be in there. I will guarantee you that, let's say.
That's all I need.
There you go. So I've got all go ahead.
All I wanted was the reference. You know, that's all it's got to be, really.
You betcha.
I mean, all that it has to be is the reference.
Oh, my God, you're totally cutting out.
Okay, dead air.
Yeah, it's dead air.
Wow.
But, this yeah, I've got all the pieces for the SKTFM.TV compiled together. I just have to put it together and edit it. And patrolling, I haven't started on at all. So one of those two. Patrolling's a little bit easier to put together than the SKTFM.TV because there's a lot more clips in it, and it's not arranged. I have to go hunting for everything because all of this stuff is collected over the past 6 or 7 years of me videotaping Sean.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's some big hair in this one. Oh, my God. Sean has got some crazy hair.
Got some big Sean hair going on.
The biggest hair you'll ever see. And there might be a Rant Radio meetup for the BC people. I don't know where it is. I don't know when it is. It may be this upcoming next Sunday or next Monday. One of those 2 days, most likely, myself and Sean, either in Poco or Langley. Not quite sure. Depends on who can get where, and I still have to arrange it with Sean. He doesn't know anything about this.
And nobody knows how to get a hold of Sean anyway. He's fucking gone.
he's gone. It's impossible. He's a recluse. He's living in a cave in Afghanistan. I'm not sure. But hopefully we'll be able to get that arranged because there's a couple people that want to do one because we haven't had one in quite a while, a couple months. And it would be cool to do that again.
Super dude told me to get a new ISP. It's like this, dude. I have a great ISP. I'm just having a bad day.
It could just be the routing between me and Smokey. Like, my connection's great. Smokey's connection's great. The connections between us are not great. So we don't know. Some nights it's good. Most of the nights it's questionable.
I mean, crappy technology. Okay, he's like 2,500 miles away from me. Cut us some slack.
Yeah, we're doing the best with what we can. Most of the callers sound way better than Smokey. So it's time for us to bid adieu and everyone enjoy the show, the SKTFM, not the SKT, the Sean Kennedy TV show, the live one. This is one that we broadcasted live on Rant TV a year ago. So enjoy that, and next week. And it's 110 megabytes if anybody's interested in how big it is.
Have fun, dial-up people.
Pardon me?
I said have fun, dial-up people.
Yeah, have fun. Leave it for a couple of days. So we're going to say good night, and we will see you next week with more goodness on Rant Speak. So say good night, Smokey.
Good night, Smokey.
And I will say good night as well as soon as I cue up the outro. There it is. And we'll see you next week, 11 p.m., and I will guarantee something I will have for you to download something new. So, see you next week.
He's lying.
I'm not lying.
Bye.
I'll have something. Bye-bye.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. You try. That's his last word. Okay, bye-bye. Oh, let me restart it. Here we go. 1 second. Let me turn up the volume. And arrivederci, see you next week.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling? That the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.